So, Catalina, as we're talking now, my recycling has been outside for, I think it's been 6 days.
Right.
Nobody seems to know how long it's going to be out there.
Yeah. For these stories, I've been driving in North Philly, and it's just like a mess. The sideways is like covered by plastic bags of trash that have been sitting there for 7 days. It's rotting. It smells really bad. You can see maggots. You can see like little holes of like dogs or cats or birds. I've been seeing a lot of birds in the trash lately. And then the bags get broken and then the wind comes and blows everything around. Same happens with recycling because there's no lid in the containers. So if there's some wind, like everything goes around. It just creates more litter everywhere.
You know, the place has started to smell now, you know what I'm saying? We're starting to get roaches.
I was talking with a man called Roberto Diaz. He's a veteran from Vietnam. He was cleaning the corner of his street, like, very diligently, but it was a mess all around.
Look at all this. Look at all the street. And everybody's acting like if it's okay. It's not okay. This place looks like dirt, man.
And he was like, I pay my taxes. Like, how much longer do I have to put up with this?
What's going on? I don't understand.
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. Catalina Jaramillo with WHYY's Plan Philly has been looking into why the city's notorious trash problem is so much worse right now. So trash has been piling up on sidewalks around the city. I mean, I'm sure that people have been vocal about this. What are complaints looking like right now?
Yes, well, in Philly, we usually complain about trash, but these last weeks have been like crazy. So last week, I was looking at the 311 complaints, and they are double the number that we usually get on trash and recycling. And the week before that, there were 10 times more complaints. So there were like 1,090 complaints instead of like usually you get like 100 complaints.
And what does the city say is going on here?
So the city and the street department has been asking people for patience, and they have apologized. But they say there are like a lot of uncertainties that they cannot control, and they apologize for the inconvenience. Mayor Kenny blames the pandemic.
And I know in myself, my own living situation, we've been producing a lot more trash and garbage than we would have if we were going to work every day, or people were going to work every day and eating out more as opposed to eating homes.
So there's 25% more tonnage of trash now. Then there's also fewer workers because some of them have called out because they have COVID.
There's been some calling out sick and, you know, not showing up.
And the mayor has also blamed the weather, saying that all the storms we've had have kind of like delayed the picking up of the trash and also has created unfavorable conditions for recycling. So that's why they are mixing trash and recycling in the same truck right now.
It's been a little hot too, by the way, if anybody's not noticed that. It's been hot, and this is a historic pandemic and practical financial depression. I mean, I think our workers are doing a pretty goddamn good job, frankly.
And I mean, do those workers feel like the point that the mayor and other officials have made, the heat, the pandemic, do they feel that's why trash collection is slow?
No. I spoke with Omar Salam. He's a representative with the union that represents more than 1,100 street department workers, sanitation workers. And he says the real problem is mismanagement.
None of those guys have any proactive ideas as to how to fix this. And, you know, that's really the problem that we're dealing with right now, is the lack of leadership and the lack of people who actually know what they're doing.
He says the weather is just an excuse.
I mean, when we take this job, we understand knowing that we work in all weather conditions.
And he also acknowledges that although there is more trash because we are staying at home, that only means that you need more people and more trucks collecting the trash, which is something that has not happened. He also said that workers have been working 16 to 17 days straight for 12 to 14 hours with no hazard pay, and sometimes without even being paid for overtime.
You know, they're tired, they're hurting. But we understand that we got a job to do and we want to do that.
And I mean, what about the city putting part of the blame on the pandemic? How do workers feel about that?
Yeah, he says it's because of mismanagement that they are getting sick, because they've been asking for PPE since even before COVID happened. They have 100 workers who have tested positive. That's 10% of their workforce.
Wow.
They have been provided with some kind of mask, but one sanitation worker showed one of our reporters, Jimena Conde, the mask that was given by the city, and it looked like it was like a party mask, like made of polyester.
Sorry, can I touch it?
Yes, you can.
This was something they purchased?
They purchased, yes, and they distributed to our workforce. For the life of me, I don't know how much they paid for these, but these are totally unacceptable.
I talked with one sanitation worker. His name is Terrell Hegler. He's been posting about his job on Instagram under the handle Yefave Trashman.
Love it.
Yep, Yefave Trashman, yep.
He says that the city gave them these plastic shields that you put in your face, but that they're very hard to work with.
They gave us PPE, but it's not really PPE that we can really use. Like I said, they gave us a big head guard. It's kind of hard to pick up trash with a big head guard and a plastic thing.
He says, like, N95 masks are what they should be using. Mm-hmm. And they have been so far relying on donations to buy this kind of mask. And actually, he started a fundraising selling T-shirts so that he and his colleagues can have a proper mask and PPE supplies for the rest of the year.
When we come back,
different initiatives that all different types of cities are doing to kind of like modernize cities. When you kind of don't fund them, don't kind of have the political capital behind them, you're just setting that person up who's running that initiative for failure.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, talking with WHYY Plan Philly reporter Catalina Jaramillo about why trash collection is so far behind in Philly right now. So it sounds like the workers are saying the city has mismanaged this situation. Do we know what was happening internally in city government when they were preparing for trash collection during the pandemic? Like, did they see these problems coming?
So some people in the city did. I spoke with Nick Esposito. He's the former head of the city's Zero Waste and Litter Office.
It's undeniable that there is a problem.
He reached out to Carlton Williams, the head of the streets department, with a bunch of best practices for sanitation workers during the pandemic.
While I was still with the city, I mean, I was still in these conversations worldwide with cities all over that were dealing with the same exact thing. There were so many playbooks out there and ideas.
Like having proper PPE, reorganizing shifts so you have one person in the cabin and one person in the back, so there's more social distancing. But he says his advice was ignored, and then the city slimmed down the budget during the pandemic, and his position was eliminated.
All irony aside, it was probably, you know, it's not the greatest time to get rid of or kind of put on pause a lot of the zero waste work that's happening in the city.
So he thinks it's mismanagement. Does he think that that issue kind of predates COVID?
Yeah, that's been documented, and it's something that we at HYY have been covering. The street sweeping program, in particular, was a mess. And a really good example of his management with the street department and a program that the mayor ran his campaign with, if you remember. Mm-hmm. For a long time, our city was the only major city without a street sweeping program. And then we finally started a pilot and there were major problems. For example, the city spent over $2 million on street sweeping trucks, only to realize that they were 9 feet too wide for most city blocks.
Right. I remember this.
And as I said, the sanitation workers have been asking for more PPE even before the pandemic, because instead of having people moving their cars so the street sweeper can go through, they had these leaf blowers kind of like blowing the trash from under the cars to the streets so then a machine can suck it up.
Right.
But the problem was that in neighborhoods in North Philly, you have needles, you have feces, and the right. street blower was just like putting them all in the air. Ugh. And this was in the middle of a Hep A outbreak. So it was very dangerous.
Ugh. So flying needles and feces and the threat of contracting hepatitis A from them, just lovely.
Exactly.
So Catalina, you interviewed Carlton Williams, the head of the streets department. What does he have to say about how the city is responding to the trash problem? And what does he say to workers who are sort of putting the blame back on him?
He disagrees. He says workers have actually been receiving masks and goggles.
Well, we've been giving the PPE to them ever since the pandemic began in March.
Which is something that the union says is not true. But then what he's saying is like, it appears to be a miscommunication.
And so what I've done is to make sure that now employees have to sign for every item that they received in order to verify that they have the necessary equipment to do their jobs.
He's also saying the trash issue right now is because of the increased volume of trash and because of the absence of workers who have COVID.
We have less people and more trash, which is contributing to the delays.
So basically the same thing that the mayor has been saying. Now he says they're gonna make some tweaks and trying to include some new things with the budget. They're looking at hiring additional people, including temporary workers, to be able to address with these problems. And they're putting out a campaign encouraging people to reduce the waste they put out every day.
Things like composting, taking your food waste and using garbage disposals.
So that way, the kind of like demand for more curbside pickup decreases a little bit.
And do his critics think that will solve the issues that they've been having?
They are saying that those measures will kind of like work as band-aids to the particular problem we're having now. But they say what we are seeing here is a systemic problem, that basically COVID is making the cracks kind of like give and making the whole system collapse.
So the problems were there already, but COVID is exposing them even more?
Right. So Nick Esposito says that the initiatives and the programs and the capacity is kind of there. The city have those things, but they haven't been putting the resources or given the political power to those initiatives like his office to make a change and reduce waste. Like all the programs and all the initiatives that were there to reduce waste are now being slashed with the budget cuts due to the pandemic. So it looks like there's actually no political power to actually solve those problems.
And I think that that's something that just really needs to be reexamined. You know, I mean, what are the goals of the city? How do they fit for, you know, every Philadelphian? And how are they truly going to be resourced?
Thank you, Catalina.
Thank you, Shai. Thank you for having me.
Catalina Jaramillo is a reporter with WHYY's Plan Philly. The Y is produced by Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, and Sabrina Boyd Circa, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. Stay safe, and we'll see you Monday.